Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God is good and mercy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray.
Happy New Year. We're glad that you joined us tonight. We're going to do something a little different tonight because we're traveling and we want to honor our duties of the week for having becoming our commitment to you and have our broadcast anyway. So the music that you hear in the background, we do not own the rights to, and we're just going to pray this entire hour. We're going to pray for the sick. We're going to pray for the homeless. We're going to pray for those who are locked up physically in their minds, emotionally. We're going to pray for things to be in your life, in our lives, the way God would have them be. We're going to pray the will of God over our lives because the word says, where two or three are gathered, so we're down make three and more. So we're gonna we're gonna call down heaven to earth. And we want to also ask that our love for one another be more apparent to other people so that we can draw more people to Christ. Apostle Tebow, you wanna go with the prayer?
Amen. We thank God for Prophet Tebow for an introduction. Amen. And Happy New Year's also from CFA, from Blessing Loose and Faith Ministries. Amen. Our scripture tonight, we're going to be coming from Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, making your requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. First thing that we got to do, this is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing to hear and the doers of his word. We just thank God for those that are listening tonight, those that will be listening at a later date. We want to talk about bring everything to God in prayer. Bring everything to God in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we come to you, humbling ourselves under your mighty hand tonight, Lord, we are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this night and forevermore. We are thankful because we have crossed over into a brand new year, a brand new year 2023. We are thankful and grateful that it is a year of new beginnings, that it is a year of a fresh start. We thank God for everything that he has done, is doing, and will do. God above, the word says that we come together as two to touch and agree that we can go forward and believe in God for to touch our lives and bring things to pass according to his will in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we humble ourselves and need our mighty hand here tonight, we come to you the only way that we know how, on bending knees and bowing our heads, looking on to the hills from which comes our help. Our help coming from you. We realize, precious Father, in our own strength that we can't do nothing. We realize we need you in everything that we say and do. We need you, precious Father, for strength. We need you, precious Father, for forgiveness, for cleansing our sins here this night in the name of Jesus. Look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that's so easily beset us, we just shake it off, ask you to bring Catholic to the seal of forgiveness as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Precious name of Jesus, that we come boldly to the throne of God in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you tonight, hallelujah, for our leading, guiding, and directing us in 2023. We thank you tonight, Lord, that we are still here in the land of living, that we're on top of the ground not on top of us. We are thankful and grateful. Hallelujah, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps in the name of Jesus. Prepare people's hearts to receive our word in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch us this night. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that name that's above every other name. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that's denied and look low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one with all power in his hand, here this night and forevermore, in the name of Jesus. As we look forward to 2023, hallelujah, Lord, we thank you that we haven't walked this way before, but we thank you with your help, with our hands in your hand. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for leading, guiding, and directing us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because we know that you know all things. You know the end before the beginning. You know what is ahead as well as what is taking place presently. We thank you because you are a present help in time of need in the name of Jesus. Every need that is represented underneath the sound of my voice, telecast and broadcast here tonight. We thank you, Lord, for meeting each and every need according to Philippians 4:6-7. Philippians 4:19, that says, my God, to supply our each and every need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus, here this night and forevermore. As we put on the whole armor of God, that we be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Lord, I thank you that John 10:10 says that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly here this night and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Precious Father, as we lift up those in authority tonight, we thank you for President Joe Biden and his wife, Jill. We thank you for Vice President Harris and her husband. We thank you, Lord, for every congressman, senator, House of Representatives, all those in the White House, as well as the Pentagon here this night in the name of Jesus. Lord, where chaos is taking place, where change is taking place, touch their lives, Lord. We bind up and rebuke all personal agenda that they will come to realize in the name of Jesus, Lord, that without you, they can't do nothing. We ask for, Lord, where there is no peace, hallelujah, Lord, where there is no disorder, that you would bring more order within the political arena in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. I thank you this night in the name of Jesus for a change to come about. Touch every governor of every state. Touch every mayor of every city and town. That we rebuke the spirit of embezzlement. We speak the spirit of greed over their lives. Let them do what is right in your eyesight. For the position that they have been voted in the name of Jesus. Crown their head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Touch the police officers. The sheriff department. Every police agency. As they stand in the gap for the protection of every citizen in the name of Jesus. Build a hedge of protection around them and their families. Supply their each and every need. In Jesus' name, oh Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. We plead the blood of Jesus over our house of refuge that we are living in. We plead the blood of Jesus over the vehicle that we're driving up and down the highway. We plead the blood of Jesus over every driver, everyone, hallelujah, that be responsible to stay in their lane and be responsible for driving up. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all accidents, we bind up all mechanical failures, we bind up everything and anything that will try to hinder us from having a safe journey to and fro. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, your love. Oh Lord, I thank you. I thank you as we put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Thank you for the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth. Our foot shall with the preparation of God. been loosed up. We bind up all principality and powers of darkness up. We bind up all spiritual wickedness in higher places up. We bind up all ungodly activities within the atmosphere. We bind up all confusion, division, and separation influence over our lives today. In the name tonight, in the name of Jesus, we bind up all evil work of the enemy in the name of Jesus as we walk in our authority of knowing who we are and whose we are here this night and forevermore. We bind up every, hallelujah, Lord, every evil report that has been spoken against us in the ministry that you have entrusted us with. Every evil report, we send it back to the sender tonight in the name of Jesus. We bind up the lust of pleasure, the lust of God, and the pride of life. We bind up right now, Lord, everything and anything that is not of you from our lives in the name of Jesus. All confusion, division, and separation, we bind it up and rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor from this night forward in Jesus' name as we look forward to 2023 of being a year of prosperity, of being a year of the blessings of the Lord overshadowing, overtaking our lives in Jesus' name. Move mightily, Lord, in our behalf. Lord, I thank you for lifting us up here tonight in the areas where we may be weak in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love. Oh, Lord, I thank you because you are able. You are able to touch our lives. You are able, Lord, to close up doors that no man can open up. Open up doors that no man can shut on a spiritual level. Bless every man of God, every woman of God here tonight in the name of Jesus. Supply their each and every need in Jesus' precious holy name we pray. Have mercy, Lord. Deposit within their spirit, man. I read my word from on high. I write my word for the spiritual season that we are in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love here tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for extending grace, mercy, and love on the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors and teachers, the missionaries, all those affiliated with ministry here tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you for Seed of Faith, Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, as well as Busting Loose and Faith Ministry. Thank you for these ministries that we firmly believe that you have entrusted us with. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit rest upon us, as well as others that have ministries open up in your name. We're looking on to you, Lord, to strengthen us this morning tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for propping us up on every leaning side in the name of Jesus. Thank you that Isaiah 40 and 31 says, for those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint from this day forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, move, Lord, the way that you see fit here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love here tonight in the name of Jesus as we stand in the gap interceding, trusting and agreeing for our families here tonight, Lord, as you build ahead of protection around us as well as them here tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for dispatching ministering angels to come forth and minister. Thank you for depositing, dispatching archangels as they position themselves to fight our battles. But the battle is not ours. But the battle of the Lord from this day forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you that Isaiah 54:17 says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every mouth that come against us in judgment, yeah, shall be condemned. Yeah, for this is the heritage, yeah, of the servant of the Lord, yeah, from this night forward. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, oh, Lord, I thank you. Yeah, right now, Lord, yeah, that the word says in Isaiah 40 and 31, for those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint from this day forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your direction. Oh, Lord, I thank you because of your mercy, your grace, your love here tonight, Lord, because we're sin about the grace of God. Abounds even more from this night forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, have your way within our lives here today in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we appreciate you. We glorify, we magnify your precious name here tonight in the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the praise and the glory of God here tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Why shall I move of God to take place in 2023 locally as well as globally here tonight? We pray in advance for the missionaries, and all those that are on foreign soil, that the Lord, your mercy, your grace, your hand be upon them here tonight in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree with those that will be gone in the name of Jesus to do missionary work. And on a mission to go to the third world country and preach the gospel under the name that's above every other name to apply to each and every need. Thank you, Father, where unrestness is taking place, where actually change to come about in the name of Jesus, and all those in political office or do what's right within your eyesight from this day forward in the name of Jesus. We pray for all that would be traveling with different modes of transportation. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Let them be alert and let them be watchful for everything that they do and obey the law of the land as well as spiritual laws that is already in force in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, crown our heads with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from this night forward in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of lack, the spirit of not enough. We bind up the spirit of poverty here tonight. We uproot it, send it back to where it originated from. And we ask right now, Lord, in 2023, that you will loose forth the spirit of prosperity upon our lives, our family, our friends, and all those that all believe in you for their need to be met from the beginning of the year all throughout 2023. Oh, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy here tonight in the name of Jesus. You have boldness, Lord, on our heads, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give us boldness, Lord, to speak your word 2023. Lord, I thank the Apostle Paul, like Paul has said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because I believe in the power to them that believe in the name of Jesus. Let your presence, let your glory, let your power be manifested in us and through us here in 2023 as we repent of our sin and we come to you, humbling ourselves on bended knees and bowed down head, looking on to you, Lord, as being our provider. Looking on to you, precious Father, because you know everything here in this night, from the beginning of the year, throughout this year, in the name of Jesus, let more of your glory be manifested, let more of your power be manifested. Let revival this year never before, God, in the name of Jesus, let people as a whole, whether saved or unsaved, come to you and return wholeheartedly with a repentant heart in the name of Jesus. Place forth within their lives a spiritual hunger for you. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, in the name of Jesus, to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and everything else shall be added. Indeed, we need a fresh touch from heaven, from the crown of our head, the soul of our feet. We stand on your word that says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which is called by my name, which is humble themselves, seek my face, pray, interpret that we can wait, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. And indeed, precious Father, this land that we're living in needs a fresh touch from heaven here tonight in the name of Jesus. We realize that every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light, that has no variousness or shadow of turning. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord, the way that you see fit here tonight, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for being a hedge of protection all around us, each and every day of our lives, as we pray in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. And people can say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Again, Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, restores my soul, leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Thank you. Psalms 1, verse 1, 2, and 3 says, let not your heart be troubled. Psalms 1, verse 1 and 2 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of God, nor standeth in the way of sin, nor sitteth in the stead of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law do he meditate day and night. He feel like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that he has seen and will bring forth his fruit, as we shall not wither, that whatsoever he do shall prosper. Thank God, John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3 says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, my many mansions, what my son would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. From this day forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray in accordance with our perfect will, that our perfect will be established, that our perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, oh, precious Father, I thank you. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you. I thank you for your love. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Touch all the children, wherever they may be. In the name of Jesus, whether at home or on vacation, the Lord supply their each and every need. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your hand be upon their families, their fathers, their mothers, their hallelujah, Lord, your children as well. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch all sons and daughters, our nieces, nephews, our aunts and uncles, our mothers and fathers, grandfathers and grandmothers, all of our siblings, those that are far and near. In the name of Jesus, Lord, move the way that you see fit. Let this year, Lord, be a year where salvation will go forth. In the name of Jesus, that people will come and run it back to be in right standing with you, precious Father. Hallelujah, Lord, let them come to a place of surrender and let their lives totally complete into thy hand. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let them realize that time is wrapping up. In Jesus' name, Lord, that time is not like it once was. But we firmly believe, Lord, and we have the hope that is within us as born again believers in Christ. Give us boldness, Lord, as they cross our path, that we'll be open up our mouth with boldness, Lord, and proclaim the gospel. Hallelujah. Proclaim all the testimony to let them know, Lord, that there is hope. Because what you did for us, you can do for them. Because you are no respecter of person. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for supplying a roof over our head, clothes on our bodies, shoes on our feet. For supplying us with vehicles to drive to and fro. Supplying us with food to eat. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Supplying us with water to drink. Supplying us with fresh air to breathe. And all every basic need in our lives to be met from this night forward in Jesus' precious holy name. We pray in accordance with our perfect will. Let our perfect will be established. Let our perfect will be done from this night forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for opening up doors that no man can shut. Opening up doors that no man can open on the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for touching right now, Lord. Touching every man of God, every woman of God in a very special way. Lord, give us a hunger for your word. Hallelujah, Lord, as we read your word, give us revelation knowledge of your word in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, God, Lord, lead, God, that way. This night and this year, like never before, in the name of Jesus, fresh revelation knowledge of your word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor from this day forward in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. I lift up Pastor Jay and her congregation. In the name of Jesus, our David Houston, Texas area, I lift up, Lord, her. In the ministry that you have entrusted her with. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for continuing to, Lord, to bless her in 2023. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you for it now. I lift up my brother Anthony Young, who has been a blessing to us as well. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for continuing to bless him, whatever we put his hands to. Lord, bless him going in as well as coming out. Let new doors of opportunity open up for him in 2023. Like never before, in the name of Jesus. And everyone else, Lord, that have been a blessing to us throughout the years, Lord, you know all about them name by name, in the name of Jesus. Lord, supply them to everything. And Lord, I thank you for the move of God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for opening up new doors for us. Hallelujah. Prophet Steve as well as myself in 2023. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I appreciate glorify each and every event that we'll be invited to. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and you'll give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hallelujah, Lord, and you'll place you within us at the more important time, a mission deep down within our spirit, man, Lord, as we minister your word in spirit and in truth. You move, Lord, the way that you see fit. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, Lord of Lord, and King of Kings, Jesus, the mighty Son of God, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We lift up those in our sick, those in the hospital, nursing home, on their bed of affliction, those that need a fresh touch from you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every sickness, every disease, we come against that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, send it back to where it originated from. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for moving mightily in the name of Jesus. We stand on your word that says in Isaiah 53 and 5, Jesus Christ was one of all transgressions, bruised for iniquity. Sometimes our people mourn with his face, we are healed. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. We lift up our prophet of, hallelujah, Lord, wrong to you. Pastor Barry Brown's husband, we lift him up, Peter Brown, to you, Lord. You know all about last news we heard that he was in the hospital, Lord. We thank you for touching his life. We thank you, Lord, the diagnosis that was done. Hallelujah, Lord, that it will be done quick and in a hurry. Raise him up from that bed, raise him from the bed of affliction, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we claim that we decree and we agree upon it. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Thank you that 3 John verse 2 says, beloved above all things, that we'll prosper and be in health, even if our soul prosper. That we serve a God that healing thee. In Jesus' precious and holy name. And Lord, for others that have that song, hallelujah, Lord, on our prayer list, we lift up, hallelujah, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. We lift up Lisa's dad and mom to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, that the Macarius. Hallelujah, Lord, the Macarius. So we lift them up to you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to heal her. Continue to heal him. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you when we speak blessing upon them in their household. Lord, we thank you that they open up their houses to you, to us. Lord, we thank you because of them doing it. And Lord, that you will bless them and continue to bless them every day of their lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this family. Hallelujah, Lord, for our brother Chris and his wife and all those that would cross paths with you. Lord, that you would just continue to bless them in 2023 like I've never been before. In the name of Jesus, and my side of the family as well. In Jesus' name, Lord, we claim and we agree in every ministry that we have. That we are in contact with, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you because you are a good God. You are a merciful God. You are a God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need for this night, Lord. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for every listener. Hallelujah. In 2023. Hallelujah, Lord, that we'll stand in front of and through the use of the internet, that we'll be able to minister through the internet and be able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level from this night forward in Jesus' precious and holy name. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you because you are a good God, a merciful God. You are a God that is willing, able, and ready to meet our each and every need. From just right forward in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you and praise you. We give you all the honor and all the glory, Lord. We thank you for all our siblings, Lord, wherever they are, in Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, Arkansas, wherever they might be, Lord. We just praise your name. We give you glory for all of them, Lord God. We thank you and ask that you continue to bless them, be with them, Lord God. A special blessing on Barbara McNair, Lord, as she nears the first anniversary of her husband's death, Lord. Just be with her family, strengthen and comfort right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch the baby, the grandbaby, Lord. that you make no mistakes and allow and comfort them, Lord, as they go through. Lord, we just ask that anyone else that is going through right now from the death of a loved one, Lord, that is from whether it be new, old, whatever, Lord, just comfort and strengthen right now, Lord God, as only you can. Because I know you as a comforter, Lord, so I know it's possible. So Lord, I'm asking that you step in right now. Bless them, Lord. Comfort them. Give them all that they need to get through this time, Lord God. Help them know that there are people that love them that they can still see, and help to concentrate on that. And most of all, Lord, help them concentrate on you, because you are where I have come from. Lord, we ask that you meet those on the sick bed, wherever they are, Lord God. Give them comfort and strength so that they go through this valley of sickness. Lord, we ask that you just, your will be done in their lives, Lord. Because if you don't heal them physically, Lord, there's a reason that you didn't. And we ask that you just give them comfort in knowing that you are in control of everything. And all things, not just the good things, but all things work together for our good. For those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Help us to concentrate on that, Lord God, not what is actually happening with us right now. Lord, we praise you. We give you all the glory, all the praise, Lord God. We just thank you for those family members and friends that have made the 310, Lord, those ones that have met that promise that you gave them, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to be here, for allowing us to be able to celebrate with them those years, Lord God. Thank you for their wisdom. Thank you for their words. Thank you for their encouragement, Lord God. Help us to be attentive to what they say to us, Lord God, what they have to share to us, and not just push to the side, Lord God, because they do have things that we can learn from. So they do have information that we can learn. Lord God, and I ask you to bless the baby. Cover them with your arms of protection, Lord. Send your archangels to keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. Comfort and strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, those little children that don't have a clue of what's going on with the guns and gangs and the cannabis-laced candies and stuff, Lord God, we ask that you protect them right now in the name of Jesus. Be in the midst. Be in the midst, dear God. Because if no one's telling them about you, then, Lord, they have nothing to look forward to other than that. Those that are interceding for them, they don't even know or pray for them. Lord, help the intercessors continue to praise you and give you glory and call them up. Call them up nameless, because you are the one that knows every hair on our head, Lord God. So if you know the hairs on all of our heads, and you know those that need special prayer, that you need to comfort and strengthen and have your angels around, Lord God. We ask that you do that. And in so doing, Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We just say hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the name. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you, God, for Jesus, because had it not been for his sacrificial death, where would we be? And we just say thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are who you are. And that you are who you are. You are the great I am. And that we know it, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are who you are again, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord God. Just praise the people. Just praise and give him all the praise he deserves. Because if we had 10,000 sons, Lord, it still wouldn't be enough praise for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you are going to do. Lord, we thank you that you've been in the midst of things that we didn't even know you were protecting us from. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for life, health, and strength, Lord God. We thank you for the roofs over our heads, the clothes on our backs, Lord God. Everything that you provide for us, Lord God, we are grateful, thankful.
Yes.
Lord, we apologize for grumbling, for not having this and not having that, and wishing we had this and wishing we had that. Lord, we praise you. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that you are a forgiving God, a loving God, a long-suffering God, Lord God. Help us to exemplify your characteristics, Lord God. They're given to us in the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God, in Galatians 5:22-23. Lord, we want to be more like children by the love we show to them, Lord God. Help us to be more like you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us. We want to be more like you, even now, Lord God, as we go through day to day. We thank you for allowing us to see 2023, Lord God, and we just bless your holy name, Lord God. We thank you. Thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory. Glory be to God, glory. Oh, precious Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love. We thank you because you are a good God. You are a good God. You are a merciful God. You are a God of many chances. Even in our shortcomings, you are still good. Even when we are not faithful the way that we should be, you're still merciful. Even the precious Father, through it all, we can come to you in time of need.
Thank you, Lord.
We look on to you because we know that you, precious Father, knows us better than we do ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We've been created on purpose for a purpose. And our heart desire is to complete our purpose while we're down here on planet Earth. Help us, Lord. Sustain us. That we do your perfect will from this night forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you because our heart desires to win souls for the glory of God. That the kingdom of God may grow. There may be one of them, maybe someone that needs to sound my voice tonight. That may not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life. Well, you have tried everything else. Now it's time for you to come on in and try the one that made you. The one that knows all about you. The one that knows the secret of your heart. The one that is no respect of person. He did it for us. He can do it for you. Where it says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, Romans 10, 13, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That may be you tonight. As we in a brand new year in 2023, what a wonderful pleasure and a wonderful gift that it would be as you give your life to Christ. Here tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. It's just simply coming to a place of humbling yourself and letting God know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. In other words, you're willing and ready to repent. You realize that you came to a place, a crossroad in your life, where you need help on a spiritual basis, where you need the Lord just to intervene in your behalf. Come to him tonight. Talk from the floor. Where it says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, from which your heart should believe on the righteousness, and which your mouth confession is made unto salvation. In the name of Jesus. Yes, it's just that simple. God is right there standing at the door of your heart with open hand, open arm. Hallelujah. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it tonight. Because we're not promised tomorrow. Hallelujah. Today is the day of salvation. Bible says don't harden your heart. If your heart got pricked here tonight through prayer, the prayers that we pray, it's up to you to make the decision to come wholeheartedly to him. To come to him the only way that you know how. In the name of Jesus. He's waiting for you. In Jesus' name. God is merciful. But there'll come a time where his grace going to be lifted. There'll come a time where we want to come to him and won't be able to. I'm not trying to scare you tonight, but I just have to be real with you here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ is coming back for the church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. The first opportunity in order to get right with him is to come to him. Come to him. Don't try to figure him out. Just come to him. Come to him wholeheartedly. Repent of your sin completely. And he will. He's not like man. He won't kick you to the curb. He won't push you to the side. No, he'll accept you to come in. If you are serious, this is your hour. This is your time. 2023, at the beginning of the year, it is your hour to come in the things of God, to learn of him. Let God intervene in your life. Turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. Take you to places that you've never been. Hallelujah. Let his blessings overshadow and overtake your life like never before. But the first step is to come to him. Humble yourself under his mighty hand. Bend your knees and bow down here tonight in Jesus' precious and holy name. So, precious Father, I thank you. I thank you for the souls that will be saved. I thank you, precious Father, for excuse me, for the kingdom of God to grow in 2023. I thank you, precious Father, for continuously to keep us here this night and forevermore in 2023. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. From this night forward, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Remember, bring everything to God in prayer. And in supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. God promised never to leave us. He promised to always be with us. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We are thankful. Because you and God makes the majority. Regardless of what people may say or do, you're able. He's ready and willing to meet your each and every need. From this night forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that prayer. We thank you for joining us tonight. If you would like to contact us with questions, comments, or topics you'd like to get discussed, you may write to us at P.O. Box 92864. Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y-T-O, P-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Pizza Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Also, share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you join us. Again, enjoy 2023 as God has blessed us to see it. Put him first and give him a chance to show you what he can do in your life. Allow him to control it. Allow him to be first in your life, and manifestations will happen. We appreciate your attendance. God bless. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.